We're a bit frustrated, but we know we can do a lot better. So we thought we played well Tuesday night, passed it well, created a lot of opportunities, just couldn't finish it. So to have a performance like that, you have to take the positives from it, I think. You know, you're playing well, you're creating opportunities, you just need to have that last end product and scoring the goal. So it was a frustrating, but it's not the end of the world. You have to move on with it now and just hopefully bring the same performance in Saturday and then just take our chances.
Did you think you'd scored late on yourself with your header?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. The keeper did very well, I thought. He saved a couple afterwards as well, and it just wasn't our night, I think.
Have you ever seen an opportunity not go in like Ben Gladwin's late on? Because he has every right to be absolutely gutted with that, hasn't he? Probably done everything right, and somehow the ball's not ended up in the net.
Yeah, I think that just sums up that night, really. Played really well, but we just couldn't finish it. I felt a bit bad for him because he's working hard in training. He's playing really well at the minute. I know that would have given him a big confidence boost, but even today, he was on fire today, and I think it drove him on a bit. So I'm happy to see that, and hopefully he'll take that into the game.
Being at a club this size, at this level of football, can you understand why supporters are thinking we should be doing an awful lot better?
Yeah, of course. We shouldn't even be in this league, this club. So you have to take that on board as a player, and the fans have high expectations of us all, and we have high expectations of ourselves. So we are a bit disappointed where we are in the league at the minute, but it's not the end of the world. I think, as you said, we win those two games in hand, we're 6 points off the top two, and we play Wigan, so that's another chance of closing that bridge. So we're still optimistic. I think if we bring the performance onto Tuesday into every game, home and away, it will really give us a chance. And I think if we play like that, we're going to start turning teams over quite easily, I think.
Is there any sense that the expectation could be weighing on your shoulders a bit?
No, that's our job, to be used to it. That's what we have to expect for such a big club. It's a pressure, but you have to be able to thrive on that pressure. And we had it last year. That's when I first experienced it. And I thought I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing for a big club and having that expectation on my shoulder and going out there and proving people wrong and showing them, yeah, I should be here and I want to play at this big club. So we just need to get our heads down and just bring that into every game and just have the confidence saying we're Blackburn Rovers, we're going to roll you over today.
You've been promoted from this division before, haven't you, with Bristol City? Just what sort of ask is it to really be up there after 46 games?
It's tough. It takes a whole squad. With the squad we have, I know we can do it. We just need to get our confidence back and get a string of performances together, because then when you have good performances, the results will come. And I think Tuesday night, I think that was probably one of the best we've played. Probably against Rotherham was the best. And then that game last night, the amount of opportunities we created was good. So I think on another day we finished a lot of those chances and we push on.
Do you think Portsmouth are going to be slightly different to Plymouth? They might expect a little bit more of an attacking intent, and that might make it a little bit more straightforward for you to break them down.
Yeah, they will, but they're coming to Blackburn Rovers, as you said, a massive club, so all those players are going to be thinking, I have to play well here, I might have a chance of maybe getting a move to this club. That's what I'd be thinking anyway. So you know they're going to bring their A game, so you just have to bring your A game really and step up to the challenge and try to win your individual battles and push on from there.